David, I was wondering if you could talk about how does a teacher develop a positive community of learning in their classroom, since this seems to be an important component that comes out in many of the chapters of the book?
It does, doesn't it? The research shows that the community determines the success of the students, which is a strange item when you think of each student in the class being one of our important achievements to help that student. But the community helps enlarge, extend, move toward deeper learning. So as a teacher, we need to be part of that community, not in front of it. And to me, I think throughout the book, we interview 40 or 45 teachers, it comes across again and again, they are part of the action, part of the program, learning alongside, teaching alongside. So I think the minute you have that community sense, you're all working towards similar goals.
One of the things we know about any career, and particularly teaching, it's going to be a career where you're doing lifetime learning, because things are changing so rapidly now, and there's so many exciting things in education. How does a teacher keep up with all the meaningful insights that are coming out around the world in education?
That's really an important question. It's the heart of education, heart of teaching, heart of the journey we go on. And I think for us, we have to look at it in a myriad of ways. For example, we can take courses, we can read books, we can read articles, but mainly we can be part of the school and all the support in that school and in our district. Every workshop, every in-service, every guest in our school, every community activity is part of that big journey. So I think being involved is the secret, being an active participant in your own growth, in your own learning. So we want every teacher to be secure in the knowledge that we are all growing, we're all on the journey, and we determine what that journey will be.
Throughout the book, all the authors seem to talk about someone in their life, a teacher or someone in school, who had a significant influence and directed them in their pathway through life. How does a teacher become that significant individual for many students they encounter during their career?
I think that's really what we dream will happen, and it does happen for most of us at times, at different times. So we with our children, with our students, we're part of their lives, and they'll remember us forever. They can name our teachers in grade 5, in grade 8, in grade 12, university. So it's very significant that who we are in that community. And I think that every teacher has to have those mentors as well, continuing to meet those new people all along the way that can assist them, develop them, be along their journey, their path. I was remembering my beginning teaching with my supervisor, Bill Moore, in English. And when he visited, it was a new world opening up. Without him, I wouldn't have had those opportunities. So looking for our mentors and becoming a mentor for those around us, that's a great word, mentorship. We need it always. We can be mentors to our students, to our colleagues, to new teachers, and to parents who are so nervous and worried about their children, as they should be, we support them as well. We are those in charge.
Throughout the book, there is a strong emphasis of developing the whole child. Cognitive development, social development, emotional development throughout their whole learning experience. In the busy classroom, how does a teacher make sure that this happens for every student in the classroom?
Well, we used to have 40 kids in our classroom, so it was harder. I think that we see the classroom in two ways, as a community and as individual students. So what we have to do then is work with the community and work with individual students. Reorganizing our timetable, our day's plan, is a big one. When do we have time to chat with that student, to notice that student? And we have other times in the hallways, times at recess, times after 4. We find those times in clubs after 4 where we're meeting on a less academic routine. So I think that knowing the child, knowing the names of the children, I used to teach 640 kids when I began teaching on Rotary and drama. I knew every kid. Today it's an effort, but we have to make that effort. I was in a school in Calgary last week and the principal's learning the name of every child of the 640 kids in her school. And those things really matter. Who are they? What are their lives like? How can we help them?
Great.
So, Rich, You've been part of this development of this book and contributed so much to it. So I'm wondering, for you, when you began teaching, What were the symbols that you noticed around you of good teaching?
Well, the first thing that struck to my mind, and it's interesting when you visit a classroom and you can see the electricity of learning going on, the first thing that struck me was that teachers cared about the kids. They really cared about each kid, and the kids knew that they cared about them. The teachers were also well organized, and there seemed to be a structure to the classroom that was very flexible and could adjust according to what was happening in the time or the school or anywhere else. And there seemed to be an atmosphere where the kids were enjoying themselves. They were happy. In a lot of the schools where I worked, I think their day in school, their time in school, was probably that some of the happiest or best times of their whole lives with their other students and everything else. And they worked very hard, and they worked rigorously, but they seemed to have an interest and joy in what they were doing in the classroom.
I was wondering, Rich, so much of your work is based on research. You're a true educational researcher. So in putting this book together, what kind of research did you look at?
Well, I think to be a good researcher, you have to be curious. You have to know. You have to have big questions and small questions. And my big questions are all, how do people make sense of the world? How do they make sense of learning, of texts, of everything else? How do they make sense and how do they connect to it? And go on from there. I think as a researcher, you look at questions, and then you also have to have experience in the classroom. And you look at the research, and you look at things, and you say, how is this going to help the students learn? Is this going to have an impact on their learning? And there is so much good research out today in a variety of different areas from multiple perspectives, and people are putting it all together to make the learning experiences for their kids really meaningful for them, and they are learning.
We have in this book about 5 pages of research, journals, books, periodicals, websites that you've added to. And I'm wondering, how do we help the teacher then conquer this huge array of research out there?
There's a lot of research and different things, and I would strongly recommend the teachers to get together with a couple of teachers within their schools, maybe 2 or 3, and focus on one question that they would like to look at for at least a year and possibly longer. And one of the questions might be, how do we get kids to engage in text? How do we develop mathematical reasoning with students, or how do we get kids to work collaboratively together? And then when you have your questions or something you want to investigate as a teacher researcher, then what are the sources you can look at? There's some good things on the internet. There's wonderful libraries. The professional organizations in any areas come out with some really good articles and everything else. And then you look for key people, and these are key people whose work you respect and enjoy, and you follow what they're doing, and you share it. And when you have other people working with you, putting it all together and developing folders and talking about the ideas and working it through, it helps you make sense to it. The other thing is to read professional books and go to professional conferences and have a good mentor who can direct you and guide you on your pathway to your investigations in a variety of different topics. And I think what we need to do is look, or it's interesting looking at things from a variety of different perspectives. And when you do that, I think it becomes more effective in your research and looking at research.
Good. So this book is called What is a Good Teacher? And we hope that each teacher will make that determination for their own life, for their own professional life, that they will become their own agents of change, their own agents of learning. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
How did that sound there?
Yeah.